Track 1.36.
The bear is walking towards us. Penn is reloading the gun again with the fifth and sixth cartridge. We had 12 cartridges to last 8 weeks, so Penn is now halfway through our supply of ammunition. He pulls the first trigger, click, and then he walks around his sledge towards the bear. And I remember thinking, wow, Penn's gone mad completely. He's going to get eaten. What do I do? And I felt quite calm and I couldn't quite think what to do. I thought maybe I could throw a ski at it or try and stab it with a ski pole or something. And then the bear stopped, Penn stopped, bang, the gun goes off in the air, big cloud of smoke. I think it surprised Penn and me more than it surprised the bear. The bear looked up, looked down, turned around and walked off. And Penn turned around and said, quick, get the camera, take a photograph. And that was when suddenly I felt really scared and nervous. I couldn't even undo the zip on the sledge. That was the morning of the second day of this expedition. We were out there for 2 months, 59 days, but we never saw another bear that close. One of the surprising things I've seen, and one of the ways that the Arctic is changing, certainly in my experience, is that there is less and less evidence of polar bears being there at all. In 2001, we saw many, many sets, dozens of sets of polar bear footprints, of tracks in the snow in that expedition, which lasted 2 months. 3 years later, I went back to exactly the same point. I followed the same route, and I saw 3 or 4 sets, where 3 years before we'd seen 30 or 40 sets. So there's a lot less evidence of bears being around, which is tragic.